Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we have a lockbox total to announce.
Well, it's a real nail-biter. As you know, we're trying to get to the halfway point in the drive, $500,000. We have about $397,000 in the lockbox, David. So that means we have about $102,000 to go. And it's going to take everybody making this happen because we're all in it together. We know we're all in it together. Every day we see why we're all in it together. Come on, folks, let's go. WAMC.org.
And thank you for your generosity. Again, WAMC.org. Well, Alan, there's so many headlines. Trump to order Mexican wall and set sights on immigration.
Well, he said he was going to do it. He's going to do it. There is a anti-immigrant impetus throughout the world. We see that what's happening in every place, even my hero, Angela Merkel in Germany, is under fierce criticism for taking what she says would be a million refugees into Germany, referencing the terror that went on in Germany. And now we see right-wing Nazi-like groups getting together there, too. Even though our parents may have come, our grandparents may have come, we don't want immigrants. And it's a terror, as far as I'm concerned. Nevertheless, it's happening, and we recognize it's happening, and so does he. So do I think he'll come up with some kind of a process for a wall? We know that he's going to war with the Mexicans over their NAFTA ability to attract firms and others. We know that he's able to do that, and he'll continue to.
From Politico this morning, Trump's down to three in Supreme Court search, with 10th Circuit Judge Neil Gorsuch and 3rd Circuit Judge Thomas Hardiman emerging as frontrunners, while 11th Circuit Judge Bill Pryor remains in the running but is fading, according to Politico.
Pryor, from the centrist position, is the worst of the three. Outspoken and a very difficult guy when it comes to a lot of the things that people have to be afraid of if they are, for example, black or otherwise, or if they believe in women's rights. Pryor is, I think, the stalking horse. The reason you put him in there is that when you pick one of the others, you say, well, see, I picked a better guy than the worst guy that we could have picked here. So my sense of it is that's why he's doing what he's doing. On the other hand, he surprised us before and made some terrible choices, and I have a feeling this is going to be a terrible choice, too, if that's the way he wants to present himself.
Is this one of the big fights for the Democrats?
Well, Chuck Schumer says that he's not going to let it happen. I don't know that he has the ability to, because the Democrats made a deal with the devil, and now it's turned out to hurt them, which is the so-called nuclear option, meaning that it's okay to have just 50 votes, 51 votes to confirm a lower court judge. But that doesn't exist in this agreement for the Supreme Court. But if the Republicans try it, and they might get away with it, to impose the so-called nuclear option on the Supreme Court, too, where it only takes 51 votes, then you'll see somebody like Pryor being appointed to the court. Now, Schumer has said very clearly that he will not let them do what they're doing. But then the only way to do that is based on the filibuster, and that's based on the idea that it would take 60 as opposed to 51 votes to nominate a Supreme Court judge. Now, let's remember, the Republicans were unconstitutional, not letting President Obama name a judge and then up or down. And there are a lot of Democrats who are furious about that and who really want to take prisoners here.
Law and order. Donald Trump talked about it during his campaign. Now, tweeting the latest reported crime statistics in Chicago, the president says he would send in the feds if the city doesn't do more.
Well, I don't think there are most Americans who would object to it, to be honest with you, David. The situation in Chicago is just terrible. The police chief is quibbling over whether or not it's exactly the number that Trump and others are claiming have been murdered. But even the mayor and everybody else is saying, okay, we can use the federal help. So I don't see how he loses on this one. The other thing here is that once the federal government comes in to Chicago, it opens up the way for that happening in other cities, in other places. And there are an awful lot of people who are thinking there are some tendencies here that would create an almost fascist approach to the way in which the FBI, the CIA, and other federal agencies are going to be operating in a Trump administration. So the downside is, even though you're helping maybe in a place where help is needed, you're also establishing a precedent that we're going to see federal people all over our cities and our states.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us again. $397,254 in that lockbox. WAMC.org to do your part.
And the reason we have to get there, David, is because of everything we've been talking about this morning.